Shalom. This is Billy Brim for our noon call today. Brother Max, would you like to tell them what you're getting ready to hang up there in that beautiful auditorium?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to hang up the American flag and the Israeli flag. And I sent a picture to Miss Billy. I don't know if you saw the post or the stand for both of them. And I found out the Israeli flag is not here yet, but it should be coming. We have the American flag. And I'm like walking around, I'm praying. I'm just, the Lord put on my heart, I just can't. I shouldn't say I can't, but you know, it takes God to have a former Muslim, Palestinian, Jordanian former Muslim, to hang the Israeli flag in his or God's church, I should say, that he appointed me to run or to be in charge of. So just so
I could tell, Max, that you were overwhelmed. And in the text you sent me, you were overwhelmed at the fact that God put that love in your heart for Israel.
Yes, yes. He put the love in my heart for Israel to the point that it only takes God. It has to be God. I mean, oh my goodness.
I can't, He's real, Max.
I can't explain it. He is real.
You're proof of it. You're proof of it.
He is real in here.
Only God could do something like that. Only God. Oh, my. I was just at Christians United for Israel, and they showed a movie. It was due to be released in all theaters, but COVID hit. You can still get it on Prime, and it's called Never Again with a question mark after it. And it is the story of Irving Roth, who is a Holocaust survivor, wonderful, precious man. We've known him at Christians United for Israel. We had him here speaking to our kids. He would just grab your heart the moment you met him. And then his association with a former Muslim. And this young man, Kasim, is from Pakistan. His parents came from Pakistan to London. And he was raised in London and speaks with a beautiful British accent. And so we watched the movie. You'll want to get it. That's Prime. That's a Never Again with a question mark after it. And I talked to Hasim yesterday about you, Max.
Oh, okay.
And I told him what a miracle you are. And he's a miracle. He was radical. I mean, he was radical. He was ready to join up with the most radical guys, you know. And to see what God did in you two men. And Max, I told him, I said, you really need to go to, when Max gets that church up and going, you really need to go, Hasim, and speak there. And he said he'd like to. And I think that'd just be a wonderful thing. Because both of you just demonstrate, look what God can do. Look what God can do. And he was just on this mission just to, you know, he was radical. And he picked up a book by Alan Dershowitz. And Alan Dershowitz is a well-known Jewish lawyer and puts the case out for Israel, you know, into a book. I said, Hasim, I know it was God that caused you to buy that book. But what was your thinking? And he said, well, I guess in my natural thinking, he investigated everything. He said, I was just so sure I was right, I was going to prove the man wrong. And then it ended up that God used him to prove him he was wrong. So God's doing such marvelous things. And, of course, I want to announce, too, that our kids are all here. They're going to go see the production of Jesus tomorrow afternoon that you provided for them. It took more than $40,000 for them to go, and the WWPs provided it, probably closer to $50,000 because we had a record number of kids. And I just talked to my son, Chip, and he said that meeting is just going like heaven. But we, and that's God's hand. That's God's hand on it for the kids. I do want to announce that Jesse will not be streamed live tonight. It is open if you're in the area. You can come to the meeting at the former Tri-Lakes Theater. I think it's called Encore Center now. It used to be the Mel Tillis Theater. But it's at 7:30. But it's not going to be streamed. It will not be streamed and probably not archived. But Jesse's going to show it on his program later on. It'll make a wonderful program. I know they're going to just really react to Jesse. Now, here's something. I wanted to talk to you about our upcoming elections. You can tell it's different on the Hill. It was very, very different when we would talk to the legislators. And thankfully, ours here from Missouri are conservative. And you could talk to them, and there was a sense of, you know, we can get this done, we can move forward on this. But now it's almost like there's a stalemate. Everything's just stagnant. And you can just tell it's so different. And America's perceived as weak, and all kinds of things are happening. So, again, this morning, the Lord spoke to us about Ezekiel 38:39. So, it's really, really important, these midterm elections coming up. And I would like to take you through it. Let's do it today. But kind of go through what you need to be doing every morning. You know that in the mid-heavens, God is not running everything. He is going to run everything. He is overall, but in his sovereignty overall, he gave the authority on earth to Adam. And Adam sold it out to the devil. And so in these mid-heavens, as Daniel, the book of Daniel points out, there's princes, evil princes over these countries. And as Ephesians points out, they work down through men. Ephesians chapter 2. So until Adam's lease is up, because he had a legal lease from God to work 6 days on the earth, 1,000 years being a day 1,000 years, but that's been 6,000 years ago. We're almost to the end of Adam's lease, but it's not up yet. However, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his first coming, he restored and gave to us the authority. So now the authority to rule and reign is given to the body of Christ. He is the head. We are the body. And so when the Lord raised up him, he raised us up. This is according to the prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to pray that prayer right now. If you need to get your Bible, or maybe you can get out my little book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. You do need our authority package. But what I'm pointing out right now is we've got upcoming elections. Yes, the enemy is going to try to steal those elections. But it is the enemy. We are told we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, rulers in the heavenlies. However, those rulers are going to try to steal the elections, those evil rulers. So you have the authority to stop them in your precinct, in your district. So here we go, and we're going to do this today. I'm going to lead you in it, how we do it. And we start to pray in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. And we address our prayer. This is a Holy Spirit-given prayer. It's anointed, and we can pray it right now. It doesn't matter what translation you have. Get out your Bible and pray along with me. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. May the eyes of our hearts, our understandings, be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. This is in accordance with the working of your mighty power, which you brought about in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him his head over all things to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who filleth all in all. And we who were dead in our trespasses and sins, but God, you who are rich in mercy, and because of your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead, you quickened us together with him. You raised us together with him. You seated us together with and in him at your own right hand. A way I like to say it, Lord, is when you quicken the head, you quicken the body. When you raise the head, you raise the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body. And now, Lord, we're a body here. We're your body. This morning on our call, there were 1,700 plus. Many other countries. Every state in the United States and D.C. represented. And here we are. And Father, here in America, and we're asking our dear friends around the world to join us in asking you this, we thank you for this wisdom and revelation, giving it to us. The Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit. We thank you that when you quickened Jesus, you quickened me. You quickened each one of us. When you raised him, you raised me. When you seated him, you seated me. You seated that every person on this call is seated at the right hand of the Father. And first off, we want to just thank you. According to Colossians, it is written, hallelujah, praise God, that you have delivered us. You have qualified us for the inheritance of the saints in the light, and you have delivered us out of the domain of the kingdom of darkness. They have no dominion over us. And you have translated us into the kingdom of your dearly beloved Son, and you have given us dominion over them. And you have told us, he that has received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Dearest Father, we're going to obey you now. We're going to take up the challenge. We're going to use this responsibility that you gave us. And we're going to rule and reign over the demons in the heavenlies, the mid-heavens. Listen up, kingdom of darkness, from Satan down to the lowest imp. We are the army of the Lord. We are royal. And we put on that royalty and sit enthroned in Jesus at the right hand of the Father looking down on you. In the name above every name today, I take authority over you. You will not, in the name of Jesus, anything you have planned against Billy Brim, I call you to cease and desist in your maneuvers. And particularly right now, we are taking over our election. In the name above every name, we take authority over the demons that have been assigned to steal it, to rob it. We call you into paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven, and we bind you. You're not acting up in the heavenlies over Branson, Missouri today. I'm binding you. You'll not have anything to do with our youth here today. And you will not have anything to do with any kind of elections in this Mambaracanya that affect me and mine. In Jesus' name, all your plots and plans will fall to the ground. In the name above every name, in the name of Yahovah Yeshua, cease and desist in your maneuvers to rob, steal, kill and destroy anything that has to do with the free elections of the United States of America. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord God, I know that we live far below what we could have and what we could know. I know, Father, my own self. You told me that you will keep in perfect peace. You told all of us, those whose minds are stayed on thee. Help me stay my mind on you, Lord. Forgive me when I have not. Precious Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to pray together today. The miracle of Max, Kasim, and others that you have brought from darkness into light. Not only did you bring Max and Kasim into light, you put them in places of influence. Oh, God, they need your help. Max has to have your help. Folks, remember to pray for Max every day, Max and Quinn, Brother Yosef. We pray for them. We lift them up. Spirit, soul, and body, Lord, teach them. It says, all my children shall be taught of the Lord. Teach them, Lord. Teach us. Teach me. And help us to learn of thee. You told us this morning to meditate. Your words, you're so good and so kind that you give us your words on our Moed Wednesdays, our appointment with you. Again, I just want to say, Father, that I thought about Sister Wilkerson's title of her book, Contact with God. We can live in constant contact with you. You're always speaking, guiding, loving. And then, Father, we have these appointments. And we have an appointment now. And that appointment is given by you. We don't take it lightly. In the name above every name. Oh, Father. Kabala sota la cambre. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, King. Thank you, Deliverer. Dilida. Dilida pa nakilokopa. Palisho to makai. Gavila toi malekondiana agigla kapa. Gibili toi sonia nekahala kaiya nekahala kaiya. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Max, do you have a word that you'd like to say right here? I know we've already started, but we can start again. Is there anything on your heart you'd like to say?
What's on my heart? The Lord has been giving me Psalm 46:10.
Yes.
It's been, today he gave it to me again. He gave it again this morning.
This is so many times. You might want to tell him what that says and what he's been talking to you about it.
He's been telling me that he will be exalted. And his way will be the way to go in all circumstances. And he's been giving me this psalm over and over and over. So I'm telling you that it's getting really closer and closer, and he is going to be exalted among the nations. Not nation, nations. That's what the words say. I'm not having the verse open right now in front of me.
I'm going to get it open in front of me because this is really important, Max. And it is Psalm, I've got my Bible right here. And I know something, I've been meditating on these two. I'm going to meditate on it more because Max has been getting this from God. And he's been giving him Psalm 86. And he's been giving him Psalm 86:10. Is that right?
4610.
Is it 86?
446.
46. That's what I thought. I looked at the wrong one.
Yeah.
Psalm 46. Now, here's what I wanted to say about those psalms. We're talking prophecy. We're talking about things happening. We're talking about Ezekiel 38:39.
Yeah.
Psalm 46:10. Be still. And I have a no doubt here from my Bible that that means desist. Cease from your efforts. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Mm-hmm. These three psalms, 46, 47, and 48, are prophecies, and they go together. And they're talking about what's going to happen when God takes over. When he takes over and when Satan's, Adam's lease has run out. These three go together. Now, I want you to, if you have your Bibles, just, but if not, listen to me. It starts with Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the heart of the sea, the waters thereof roar. Now, this is at earth's transformation. Earth is going to be transformed. There's going to be a millennial period. Things are going to happen. And this is talking about those things. So don't be to worry. Verse 4, there's a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. So in this transformation, in these things that are happening, we're coming into a transition time, but even though things happen, even though the earth be removed, the mountains carried to the sea, that just means upheaval in the earth. We're to do this, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. For what is the result of all that's going to happen? I will be exalted among the nations. The whole nations, I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 47, King James says, clap your hands, all ye people. That's not what it says in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it says, join your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. You see, he is not king over the earth right now. He's king over your heart. He's king of heaven. But over the earth, Adam's lease is still on. But this is talking about when he exalts himself, when he is the king of the earth, and the sheep nations, the nations that are left, this tells them, join hands, be in unity, honor the king. God, verse 5, is gone up with a blast. It's a certain sound that a trumpet makes, a shofar. God has gone up with the shout. I wish I knew the Hebrew word. I don't have it right here. With the sound of a trumpet, of a shofar. So God, look at verse 7. God is king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the peoples are gathered together. But God, for God is greatly exalted. And then Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness. So these three, read them together. They are prophetic by him telling over and over and over to Max that one verse, it's time for this exaltation. It's time for him to be exalted. And we're moving into it. We're going to move into it with some wars. And with some shakings and things in the earth. Oh, but hallelujah. When the great king comes to earth. Now, you and I will be in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. When these things, but we'll be a witness to all of this as well. Oh, I tell you, the future, folks, is as bright as God can make it. And in the meantime, when he speaks to us and we have our God contact with him, we have our God appointments with him, He's leading us. He's guiding us. He's showing us things to come. And he's comforting our hearts. And he's telling us, don't fear, and you'll be okay. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful. And folks, we're praying right into these times, right into these times. Praying people are always ahead. They pray about things to come. And God has condescended in such a way that he is showing us these things to come. Everything's a part of it. The new church in Minneapolis is a part of it. Our 840 kids are a part of it. Everything he's leading you to do is a part of it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for letting us have a part. Thank you, Father, for letting us have a part. Palidor macchindiato. Oh, Ramandinia. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, Garlandile gobre menialo. Wah. Shanshora. Shanshora mia kande. Shanshora mia kande vito lo gobre nikala gabre dele koye. Savilator, savilator, savilator. Papale kandia, makolo gobre. Ostwana. Nikolo Duska, Gandili Verio, Nangili Disco Dombroso, Gandili Kola Gahai, and Akahala Cavino. We juto Dombrasti de Combre? Ah, Lele. Basso Taraba. Cancernion delle Cafati. Qui bradigione, Mikala Danie. Gabilandoro, Makilandiera, Shan Sharana Kayana Kalakadanye. Bebroni Dibalakai. Mafito, Mafito, Mafito. Oh, Lidi Kalakabri Nakahola Kabra, the Shondola Gombredili Kabrasi. Gamanio Bredili Kambaletito, Magalagaya, Magala Cobra. Ishano bratito, ishano mi pacola, cavito, cavito, cavito. Wistu wa shenema, wistu makita ha nene kahaya, nai ya ah. Ai yang dala haya, nai yang dale cobra. Kili chwa, maschito rogodobra. Chifrone, chifrone, chifrone. Bangora, 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 macaia, nicella cabra. Riscottoni, nica. Leverantino, non gabi, dandale ca. Ma chi la taglia? Bastora, macai, nicella macabra. Rantisco, do gobre. Ma, rifuto, do goba. Ma tiene cala copra? Moschiana? Gelivadante? No, dale cai. Gravido la maia. Gansagno tebre, dili combrati, shana capido, gambranie nicalai la tola. Belli, belli bando. Chi ve la Tania? Capita, capita. Capito di Dugoba. Ma, no, ma, Shesciano? La ridura? No, mica. Mica la varatisco. Guevrandino cubra giba. Che le donne rivasciando lo gobritica, ma non ancora mai hanno niente calabra, come una caja la cabre delle gambabi. Se va la Tania. Guiva d'ora macai, hanciero non ne caja. Capitano, capila du, nanana, niente caja. My God, attivato. Cavaletteria nanno kohujati de godashka. Kevele dua fiktoro dombrati. Kalima ko randili bashko. Gele banjero non e kambaya na ke la kora manani na kohola kabala da brani e ne kollata la kadania ne kola kadania. Celebratum ti di kampa. Mashki ti di kaha. Mo, manakata. Oh, l'abitagno. L'abitagno fa l'abitagno. Sui suato fera mica. Calivatoto. Calivata latina. Vede di qua. Varidonda. Gevrandisco dunge di calacampra, calicale gavagno ne cohole cabito, cabidagnati do gora bacaia non le danie ne colo gohobradi de danje ne gora bacaia ne cola cabito. Cariato. Pancio. Haha, no, ricama. Mistiuto, mistio frete, mistio bratito. Gamba la teta, ha, nya, naya, niño, mita. Oh, Lord, che li valora. Grandi le vesche dalla coha gadol, ma carandino non cobre calacantaia. E niene cahaia. Mangelo da corania. Sabito. Sabito tata. Kabida tuta, kabida kalandi, and sherono. Gansiato. O galabito lo combre calacafito lo combre calacapa. Kirigadane calacabito lo cotosca. Ivelatane calacahara, andiero non ica. Pishwato do combrati de kotoko shakito. Kamina kahala kavito lo combrati de konjande. Similitua, sanikola kebedie. Kavratushka dambrati de kondombre kalakavati. Kajuande le gojeni ne nonie ne kalakai vanyo no combrete de kandiang de kondoshki di bajobavala kito kondoshke. Periante le cora bahai, e fredda coro goho le cavito, pijano ko makalakaya, candile derie dalla cora ne ne calassi, cabisciamio te le caparatane. Belita, belita, belita. Cranti macco. Cranti macofita. Capilator, maiando e jato randili cobrati. Na godele ganga, na gole cavrendesco do dobri calacavito. Gambrenie ni cora macaiante, perico la cagna na cahayanda. Leto yana kahala kabrasi. Bretwa no shile kapa, anjele godo ojenge. Kavela tanya ne kohola kabrande, ne kohum brakatante, ne kohle kabrasi. Bijua, meshtiano. Meshtiana feke le kambre kalakatanya. Dalle covrede, le comprande, le codoro cappaiano, con le comprande, le contege, le cade cappaiano, con le comprande. Ma giuto, fronde le campratti, le contosche, le campratti, le cotogne. Che le dura, ma che torta. Capito il cuore, ma la campratti, le catancia. Bishwa, no katoshka, to, tada katoshanti, katoshke. Kalevratishko Dom Vekalakatai Brakalakadanya Negoloko Braka. Lidunda Shanturgutoshkatam Vekatagashkata. Kashkoto Latada Kahala Kampektor Kombrakala Kanjene Negorakandanya Negoloko Bebre. Kabila Twa Janakohorakata Brata Shantaragotoshka. Elidu Ramakita Ramakita Kamalita Hanya Nakuhula Kavrita Nikahala Kavrati Kashindura Mahalake Kanya Nakuhula Kavrati the Gondoshanti the Gondosh Katabra Sinukutu Frangil Gondyashka Doshka Tanja the Gondoshantito Sirigardiakta the Gondoshanti the Gohola Kavrita. Wavido niebe balai, ma kola kahaya, non niadika la gabra di de don jenika. Rado shepe bali tunyu makai, gabala don jenika, grandi di kashko don jenego da la vito lo comprakai, anakala kahaya. Oh, rabatika. Rabatika, rabatika. Kabilandora, Magi Donya Nikaya, Koho, Nahinaya, Nikoloka, Raminange, Laya, Naya, 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 Naya. Oh, Shadakala Kabri, Maki Dodo Kotobi, Ilidudor Kabashka Toran, Chirikotoshka Tibra Kalaka Kampre. Vredva Shanamotinya Kilibratishko Toramai Balakota Fre Kalibrato Loko Dambri Kaliko Hubrekta Jidiko Twan Menekun Dambri Kaliko Didikampa Kilidwa Maroko Telekabido Kombrandi de Godoshke Grande le Gabra Grande le Gabra Grande le Gabra Mekanyo noho, raninya naya naya naya. Raskito to kohola kafla. Shile gadari angana kohola kafla. Bli dwe jwa. Bli di jwa bandi. Kusuato te de cabaraquito lo gombe, niene no compre cala cabidania. Magilandora di anania ne que laila, 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 la haia nania, nania, la laia, la la. Oh, la cara catisco. Calibratosca totoria. Kalagaria tanyo. Kalia tale cobre delle gambracti di cotoco shante. Kalego bredi le gambracti di gondosca di robacaia na colla caffate. Sigeta, si tua. Bisui danyo no cobre caffai. Bisui na qua, alle gavito, gambaretesco donge. Colle cabri na colla cabra mai. Nanyori na kaya na. Grani na nene ne koho la kaya na kaya. Gashuto, gashuto mia fangi li cobre me la dai. Briska, ronde, kaya, nande, ilo, roha, inye ne kaya. Oh, Ramana Kaya na kola kafete na gondoshki danche. Kishi hitara. Kishi tando na gondoshki de gabra. Dele do Ramana Kaya na kata. Kavela tushka danche. Ale vale gambre die. My God, a cobra, my God, a cobra. Grutua fesciano. Grutua fesciano mia. Grutua magiladerie. Nandora. Ah, neko do budo. Ho! Kalaka halaka haya! Kari andaria, dosh, kede varadaya, nogali, magido, kandiene, rashkada liande le kora. Ah, no kalakabra. No kalakabra. Bele tubu. Pa! Medili danyo? Kavida kohola kabra nina koho. Ostiano no cobre. Calibrataya, Makila Tanya. Makinandia. Pasitana cobre calacadaya, Makida cabra. Oh, Father, you trust in me. And how absolutely wonderful it is just to hear you say to us, trust in me. And you are not a man that you can lie. That means that when we trust in you, Chesed belongs to us. Your watch care, your mercy, your provision, your love. Thank you, Lord. We trust in you. We trust in you. I trust in you. Oh, Father, thank you so much for letting us pray and work with you today. And now, in this very supernatural way, for you to tell us what we were praying about.
Thank you.
Through this interpretation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, sorry. I'm just going to hold the phone. First Chronicles 16:11. First Chronicles 16:11. You prayed. And my friend and prophet prayed. You prayed, and my friend and prophet prayed. Yeah, I know it doesn't go with the grammar, but it's not what I was like. Yeah, okay. Quinn is looking here. It's like, what? You prayed, and my friend and prophet prayed. Next line. Now I am saying, S-A-Y-I-N-G, now I am saying. Second Kings 21:10. Second Kings 21, chapter 21, verse 10. Next line, underline it. My word, just listen. My word, just listen. You want to say something?
Is there an S on the end of words?
Yes. My words, yes, yeah. My word, just listen. Underline it. John, the book of John, 17:17. Next line. I am the God of peace, and Satan under your feet. I am the God of peace, and Satan under your feet. Romans 16:20.
What was the scripture again?
Romans 16:20-0. Behold, church, Israel. Church. I'll read it again. Underline it. Behold, church, Israel, church. Next line. Luke 10:19. Next line. Don't be in fear. Don't be in fear. Next line, 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Oh, my Lord. Underline this one. The devil doesn't want you to know the future. The devil doesn't want you to know the future. Underline it. And next line, and not rejoice with me. Wow, isn't that the truth? He told us he's the truth today. He said, the devil doesn't want you to know the future. Next line, And not rejoice with me. Next line, Micah 7:8. Micah 7:8. Next line, Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Next line, the good work must complete. The good work must complete. Next line, you know who is your enemy. I need you to fight. You know who is your enemy. I need you to fight. Oh, put on the whole armor and get ready. Let me read it again. Put on the whole armor and get ready. He told us about the armor this morning too. Put on the whole armor and get ready. Okay, so next is Acts 2. And nothing else. Acts 2. The book of Acts 2. I don't know how big it is. Next line. I am your helper, and I will not leave you. I am your helper, and I will not leave you. Next line. Oh, underline it. Next line, underline it. The spirit of promise. Forward. The spirit of promise. S-E-N-N, promise. Oh, gain, G-A-I-N, gain the fruit of the spirit, love, joy. I'll read it again. Gain the fruit of the spirit, love, joy. There is no and there. Next line, and a revelation of my word, and revelation of my word.
But word or words?
Word. There's an S in that. Revelation of my words. Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans 8, 11. Next line. The Spirit is power. And, yeah, this I'll read it. Sorry, just when the grammar doesn't flow, I kind of like to stop here. But the Spirit is power, is perfect. The Spirit is power, is perfect. Next line, and you shall overcome all. And you shall overcome all. The helper is the Holy Spirit. The helper is the Holy Spirit. Psalm 3:8.
Psalm 3:8. What was it again?
Psalm chapter 3, verse 8.
Okay, thank you.
Underlined, excuse me, underline this line here. I am your rock, love and strength. I am your rock, love and strength. Next line, Psalm 18, 1. And 2. Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. Next line. Just a plain language here. Just remember, I am doing everything for you. Just remember, I am doing everything for you. Exodus 15:2. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2.
One five, Exodus 15:2.
1:5, verse 2.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Next line, two words. I am real.
I am real?
Real. R-E-E-L. Isn't that real? Yeah. I am real.
R-E-A-L?
It is A. Yeah, R-E. Come on. It's real, right?
I am red. R-E-D.
Is that D? There is an E here, I thought.
Oh, okay. Wait,
real? Okay, I'm real.
Okay.
At least I know the way that I put the letter. Oh, I write it.
Mm-hmm.
I am real. Okay, next line. Just do not be anxious. Oh, yeah. Just do not be anxious. After just do not be anxious, Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Underline this line here. Let your heart trust me. Wow. Let your heart trust me. Psalm 28, verse 7. Psalm 28, verse 7. Nothing is hard for me. Nothing is hard for me. Next line, nothing. Nothing. So write it down to two times. So nothing is hard for me, that's a line. The line below is nothing, nothing. Jeremiah 32:17. Jeremiah 3:2. Chapter 32, verse 17. Psalm 59:16. Psalm 59:5-9, verse 16:16. Trust me, you must obey me. Trust me and you must, I'm sorry. Trust me, you must obey me. Oh, now I couldn't read the other words here. Now I'm going to read it all over again. Sorry, because I'm looking at this word here, which is hold. Trust me, you must obey me and be hold and do it. I know.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to us.
Is it be hold or is it behold?
Behold.
Behold. Behold.
Yes. Be H-O-L-D, and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Quinn is looking over my notes here. Trust me. Yeah, this is H. Yeah. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
She's my helper.
Oh, of course she is.
Okay. Next line. Acts 5:29. Luke 10:19. Next line. I was wondering if, Next line. Trust in me, not the pattern, the pattern of the world. Trust in me, not the pattern of the world. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Trust in me.
Yeah, don't think like the world thinks.
Yeah.
Renew your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. So he'll be beginning with us with a scripture. And that scripture is John 8:26. No. I'm looking at this morning's. Okay, 1 Chronicles 16:11. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Wow, you could live by that. Just on that alone. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. You prayed, and my friend and prophet prayed. Now I am saying. 2 Kings 21:10. And the Lord spoke by his servant the prophet, saying, that's it. And the Lord spoke by his prophet. Yes. You can see he's just now saying that. Like he said this morning, the prophet's saying. And the Lord spake by his prophet, by his servant, the prophet, saying. And I am saying, that makes sense. Perfect sense. My words just listen very strong. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This is part of Jesus' prayer. After Jesus told them that he was going away, after this is at the Last Supper, at the last time when Judas left, and then he starts to tell them new covenant truths in John 13, end of John 13, 14, 15, 16, he promises the Holy Spirit. Then he prays a prayer. This is the Lord's actual prayer that he prayed to the Father all of John chapter 17. And he's praying for us. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I am the God of peace and Satan under your feet. Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Behold, church, Israel, church. Mm-hmm. That is very strong. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you, and I'm going to read this in another. I was reading King James. I'm going to another version. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Don't be in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. And this one I like King James best of all on this one. It's the best. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The devil doesn't want you to know the future, underlined, and not rejoice with me. Now, before we read what that says, immediately when that line came, we have proof, biblical proof of this. Daniel was praying. He was praying about the future of the Jewish people, of God's city, of the mountain, of the temple. And he was praying about the future. And it took the angel 21 days to get through to him because the prince over Iran, Persia, evil spirit, and the prince over Grecia fought him. Why did they fight him? They didn't want him to get through with the message about the future to Daniel. He doesn't want us to know the future. So here we have this phrase today. The devil doesn't want you to know the future and not rejoice with me. Micah 7, 8. But God, he's showing us the future. I put that in extra.
Oh.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Folks, he has begun a good work in us. He began a good work in Max. And he's worked and increased it and changed Max every day. But he's not going to stop until the day of Jesus Christ. Same with you. Same with me. He began a good work in me when I was just a little girl. Oh, and I just praise him for it. He's going to make us right into the image of Jesus. Look at the next line. The good work must be complete. It will be complete in Max. It will be complete in you. It will be complete in me.
Thank you, Lord.
It's good work. He calls it the good work that he started in Max, the good work that he started in Hasim. You know who is your enemy. I need you to fight. Put on the whole armor and get ready.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 2. And of course we know this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. They had come, they were there to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, which is the Feast of Weeks. They call it Shavuot. It says in the house where they were sitting, it means they were dwelling there, you know. So then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. It happened in an upper room in the same place where they'd had the Last Supper. Now they're in that upper room. They get filled with the Holy Ghost. And now they're going to spill out of that room. And they're going over to, we know where it is. This was pointed out to me by a Jew. It had to be the southern steps of the entrance to the temple, of the temple gates, temple mound gates. It had to be those southern steps because that's where a huge amount of people could come. Later on, it tells us 3,000 people were baptized. That's the only place it could have happened because they could only have been baptized in those mikvahs there, the ritual baths. The places were fit there for them to, before they went up to the temple, they could take the bath to make them ritually clean. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes, Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya, about Cyrene, strangers from Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes, and the last one, Arabians. We do hear them speak in our languages, in our tongues, the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others said, mocking, These men are full of new wine. That's exactly what's happening to us now. It's something that happened in the Bible. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, that dwell means they came, they're sitting there, they came from all over the world. Be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. These are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, the end of days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out of those days, in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. This is speaking of Jesus. He went to hell for us. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. David prophesied that. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. That's what David prophesied about the Messiah, and of course Jesus fulfilled it. Now, he's talking back again. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he's both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Messiah to sit on his throne. Folks, it is prophesied, the prophets all told it, that when Messiah comes, he will come from the seed of David, and he's going to rule and reign on David's throne. The whole 89th Psalm is God's promise about that. He, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Folks, Jesus went to hell for you and me. If he did not, we'd have to go, but he did. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, that's where Jesus is today, by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. What were they seeing and hearing? They were hearing those 120 from the upper room, speaking other tongues, the great works of God. And he said, this is what Jesus did. He went up to the right hand of the Father, and then he received the promise of the Spirit, and he poured it out on you now. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Folks, right here, the promise of the Spirit he's talking about is this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that tongues is the evidence. This is the outpouring, this is the promise, the Holy Spirit. And it says that it's promised even to them that are far off. That would be you and me. There they were on that day of Pentecost, and they received it. But that promise of the Holy Ghost and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost and everything that Joel prophesied, it came all the way down to Max and Quinn and you on this line and me. I'm going to read that line again. It's so precious. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. That's why we know where it happened. 3,000 were baptized. And they continued steadily in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with the people, all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. What a wonderful chapter.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, I am your helper, and I will not leave you. The Spirit of promise. What was poured out on that day was the promised Spirit. Gain the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, and revelation of my words. Receiving his words is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. This is all about the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, yes.
And what we have in the Holy Spirit, and how this is the work, and this is to go on. Now, next phrase. The Spirit is power, is perfect, and you shall overcome all. The helper is the Holy Spirit. Oh, my folks. We have the Holy Spirit.
You do.
Salvation, this is Psalm 3:8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. I think the blessing he's talking to right here is the blessing of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
And it is yes. That it's is great.
When you're born again, he becomes the Spirit in you. But when you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit, he becomes the Spirit upon you. And he's the blessing. The helper is the Holy Spirit. Psalm 3:8, we just read that. I am your rock, love, and strength. Psalm 18, 1,
one and 2.
And 2. Whoops. I used a little wrong something there. Now, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord, and it's Jehovah, is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Just remember, I am doing everything for you. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. This is the song they sang after the Red Sea. The parting of the sea. I am real. Just do not be anxious. Philippians 4:6-7. I'm going to read that, and I like this in the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Now here I'm going to skip back to the King James. Or the ESV. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read the whole thing in the ESV. Be anxious about nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Next line, very strong, underline, let your heart trust in me. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. Nothing is hard for me, nothing. Nothing. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Psalm 59:16. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love, that's Hesed, in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. Trust me. You must obey me and behold and do it. Acts 5:29. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." Luke 10:19. And this is the second time he gave it to us this very day, this very session. "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." Trust in me, not the pattern of the world. Romans 12:2. This is going to tell us to renew your mind. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." You transform your mind by renewing it in the Word of God. You read the Word and you think, and you think like the Word thinks. Maybe you thought something differently, but you change your mind. You read the Word of God until you think what the Word thinks and what the Word says, because the Bible is the mind of God. And so he gives it to you, and then he wants to change you, to change your mind, change your thoughts, renew your mind. You think God's thoughts, not your thoughts. Your thoughts might be to worry, but his thoughts are, do not have any anxiety about anything.
Right.
And then he says, trust in me. I have a prayer request. And that is, tomorrow I'm speaking for our youth at 10 o'clock our time. I think maybe a little earlier, 9:30 our time. And I would just like it if you would pray for me right now. And Max, would you lead the prayer?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up Dr. Billy Brown, our sister, our mother. We just thank you, Lord. We're lifting her up to you that she will have the utterance. As a matter of fact, she does have the utterance. And she will have the increase of the utterance tomorrow, speaking to the youth when she go to C4C. رخوتو شيكيل محركو رخوئه كالبالتا باسمك يسوع باسم الرب عيسى المسيح. We thank you, Lord, that it will be, the message will be given from you through her. It will be your word, your line, your message to those children, to these children, in your mighty name. And you will put on her heart what you have for her heart. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for Dr. Billy. Blessing over her, blessing over Chip, blessing over Candace, blessing over Brother Jesse Planet. Yeah, Jesse Planet today. Blessing over all the children, Lord. We just thank you for, also, they're almost 1,000. We just thank you, Lord, for bringing them to you. We thank you, Lord, for providing for this ministry and for Chip and Candace, that they are doing the will of God, Lord, under your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Billy. And you will be leading her way, and you are going before her. In your mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I'm going to get ready now for the children. Praise his name.
Praise God.
God is good. And we shall
see you
8 o'clock call next Wednesday. Shalom, shalom.
Yeah. Shalom, shalom.